We didn't mention your wife and her name.
Becky.
Her name is Becky. When did you meet her?
Met her at the end of 53. I think it was Christmas of 53. We got married in June of 55.
And where did you meet her?
We had a church get-together, a picnic. We saw each other then.
To this very day, she is with you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And you've been married how many years?
Well, it'd be 56 coming up.
Well, you've lived a very good life. All because...
All because of a good woman.
A good woman. But overall, because of this little thing that I'm beginning to hunger for right now, a Coney.
Coneys have been good to us, and I hope we've been very good to the public and to Tulsa. Occasionally we have thought, well, we're going to drop the Coney and retire, and we just can't, we still can't do it. We feel like we're part of Tulsa, and if we were to retire entirely, it would be a disservice, and I don't know why I think that. But
it would be a gap there, there's no question.
It would be different.
Not long ago, a friend of mine said they were showing somebody new to Tulsa. They were showing him all the sights, and one of the things they had to do is take him to your downtown store to show them and have them experience the Coney.
Strange that you were mentioning that, because just last Friday, we had a group from Vietnam, lawyers from Vietnam, come to the store to say, well, we were told to come here. There's a whole bunch of them. We took pictures, and we'll have it on our Facebook here shortly. You know, it's nice to have people to direct others. It's one place that you have not visited. Go downtown.
And here you've just mentioned the social media, Facebook. You have a Facebook for the store.
Absolutely.
And so those things have changed and come new, but the Coney has always remained the same.
Remained pretty well the same, yes.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for this time. And now this story can be heard forever and ever and ever because of the Internet. If you were to put a big bow on all of this, what would it be?
It's great to be living in Tulsa. This was a godsend.
Very good. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you so much.